This is the Mario Cristobal Show with University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal, Don Bailey Jr., Joe Sigaki. This week, the Hurricanes are at home against the Tar Heels of North Carolina, 4 o'clock kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. First conference game of the year for the University of Miami. So now the stakes are high, coach, and we'll jump into all of that. Just coming off a bye week, you had the game against Middle Tennessee. How did you use the bye week?
Well, the bye week was completely dedicated to us taking an open and honest and transparent look at ourselves on what we have to do different, what we have to do better, where we have to tweak things, where we got to throw things out, who we got to move up, who we got to improve, everything, and how we do things as well to make sure that we gain ground towards a better performance. Obviously, we were disappointed entering the bye week, and so we use it to the maximum of our abilities to make our program better.
Coach, you go back and study Middle Tennessee, and let's go to the quarterback spot. What did you find out about Tyler and Jake and their assessment and how they both played in the game and what's it look like for the future?
Well, I think when you have a poor performance, you take it as an entire program, right? You always do, starting with the head coach, of course. And then you find out, okay, why? What led to this? Because practices were really good leading up to it. We didn't play well in just about most phases. But our quarterbacks, they're good football players. And we're going to do a better job cleaning things up for them, providing a much cleaner and efficient supporting cast and performance surrounding them so that they can be better and cleaner in their performance as well. And making sure that we use every ounce of this just to galvanize our locker room and our players so we can go get better.
Coach, we'll dive into your decision with Tyler Van Dyke and all that in a moment. Just to wrap up Middle Tennessee, you look at that game, you go, well, okay, it could be this, could be this, could be that. But ultimately, it becomes a program loss, right? It's an entire team loss.
It is. You know, we started about as poorly as we could. 3 turnovers in the first 6 plays, right? And we create our own issues. And whenever you lose a game, you also don't, you're not petty about it. You know, have the guts to look in the mirror, have the toughness and the resiliency to look yourself in the mirror and your teammates and your coworkers and your coach and say, let's go fix this. Let's go get better. Let's go improve. We know our warts. We know what we have to tweak. We know what we have to improve. We feel like we have a pretty good idea of where we have to go from here, and let's work at it, right? There's no other way. There's no buckling. There's no giving in. Let's go work at it, and let's go get it done.
With that being said, you were in an off week. What did you do? Is there anything specific that you did, or how do you handle your off weeks physically and then also the playbook and assessing talent?
Well, I think you said it right there. You know, you want to jump into technique and fundamentals as much as you can, because as the year goes on, you don't want to let that deteriorate, right? Your pad level, your use of your hands, leverage, hap position, technique and everything, right? You know, we had some issues in certain concepts, both offensively and defensively. You know, is it the detail? Is it what we're trying to do with personnel? Is there a way to fix it? Is there a way to make it better? Or do we just have to move on and go to another scheme, to another technique, another play call? Those are the things you do in the bye week. And you find things that you feel, okay, we have a lot more confidence in this. We're gonna go in this direction or do a little bit of that. It's a complete program assessment while you still continue along the lines of hard work and physicality.
You did make the announcement that Tyler Van Dyke is your starting quarterback here against North Carolina.
That is correct.
And Tyler, you know, at the beginning of the season, he had the fewest starts of the quarterbacks in this league. I think there's this perception that he had a lot of games under his belt and all those things. He still was a relatively inexperienced quarterback. How did he handle the setback? Every quarterback's going to have some adversity. How did he handle it?
Like you would expect, he's a competitor, and he had a great competitive response. And he, like all of us, you know, it's disappointing and it's painful, and it should be. And no one should shy away from that. And to Jake's credit, Jake went in there and did a great job and did a lot of great things. So the future is bright, you know, both for Tyler and for Jake, you know. But Tyler has done a ton of good things since he's been here at Miami. Is my job 100% to make sure that you assess everything for what it is. And what it is Tyler is a good football player, and we got to do better by him. And he's going to improve as well. He's going to hold himself accountable, and their teammates are going to hold themselves accountable as well, so we could improve. In other words, you know, and everything, there's no narratives, there's no fluff, there's no BS. You know, we've got to get to work, you know, and we know some of the issues, we know the issues, and we've got to keep working at them.
Coach, Frank Ladson had his best game to date as a Miami Hurricane and looked exactly what at least Joe and I thought he should look like when he was showed up.
Without a doubt, Frank took a step up. This is what we've been waiting for. This is the Frank Ladson we were hoping to see, and it's starting to show. And it's a guy that has taken a ton of reps at improving the things that he needed to improve to be a guy that can make a difference on game day. We're headed strong in that direction. We're going to keep pushing Frank to continue to maximize his potential, but really happy for him and really happy to see him step up and help us in his role.
You mentioned earlier, you're playing the wide receivers that you have, work with the guys that you have on this roster. Keyshawn Smith continues to progress a little bit more and more as a deep threat, and also coming out of the end zone on those kickoffs.
He sure has. He's become a really good kickoff returner. Credit to the guys blocking, too. Those guys have given him some really clean looks and have been really good technically and have been physical in that particular aspect of our special team. So we expect him to keep getting better. We've also had a couple other guys get some returns back there. So we feel that that part is improving. We want to continue our progression at the wide receiver position.
Coach, everybody may not understand that every week you assess every position group, every player, and you discuss it, and it's about how you can make that player better or how that player can adjust and help you win football games. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you look at a game for 30 minutes and then it's put to sleep. You study it endlessly and continue to make improvements and changes.
Oh yeah, it's an ungodly amount of hours that you invest in every aspect of your program and every player. There's no guessing. You know, you're not hoping and wishing on game day. On game day, you're playing the guys and you're calling the plays that, you know, worked well in practice, that fit the scheme you're going against. And you would think and you would hope that by the time you get there, you have confidence in doing it at the highest level. Well, when it doesn't happen that way, you assess it again and you realize what you did good, what you didn't do so good, and how to make it right the next time. So the bye week was critical for that. The entire team has approached it with tremendous energy and passion, really fired up to play this game. This is a great opportunity on Saturday against an excellent football team that has sliced and diced everybody they played against on offense, and whose defense is coming off their best game as well with a boatload of talent. A lot of juniors and a lot of seniors on both sides of the ball. Experience up front. So our guys understand the caliber of opponent that we're playing and are really excited to get into conference play.
Yeah, this bye week probably came at a decent time because you had a lot of guys banged up. And so maybe a chance to get some of those guys healthy or maybe get other guys ready to play for guys that might not be able to go.
A little bit of both. You know, you always try to find a way to get guys on the mend. Some injuries are going to go and transcend the bye week and you're not going to be able to help guys out. But you want to use it so you improve, but you also want to, you know, take advantage of the benefit of not having, you know, 80 live plays on each side of the ball and 40 on special teams on a Saturday. So you take that load off of the players and you find a way for them to get recovered. Now you lift, you know, extremely hard. You still condition, you still have your practices and you work on your schemes, and your goal is to get better and get your guys a little bit more physically and mentally fresh.
Coach, you look at Franklin and he's a guy that is improving every single week. His load has gotten bigger, some a little bit by default and injury, of course, but it looks like he keeps getting better and better every week.
Thad is a guy that's really taken on a demeanor that shows that he wants to get better. So we're going to push him. You know, we're going to push him, and he wants to be pushed. He needs to be pushed because we've got to maximize his ability and the ability of all the guys surrounding him. Okay? So we're very we're appreciative of him, and we're certainly looking forward to him getting better and better as a football player.
We will continue with University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. It's the Canes and North Carolina. We'll talk about that matchup coming up next. Miami and North Carolina, Saturday, 4 o'clock, Hard Rock Stadium, a 4 o'clock kickoff. Hopefully a big crowd out there for this one. Very, very good North Carolina team, as Coach mentioned, averaging 45 points per game, 507 yards per game. Quarterback Drake May, number one in total offense in the league. And a sidebar, I think in the last three times they've played the University of Miami, they've got off to a quick start. So they come in with a hot set of dice.
Yeah, they're a very talented team. They've recruited very well. I think Mike Brown is, this is year three or year four in his tenure. And when you do that, you know, you're able to pick up a lot of the pieces that fit their system. Well, you know, Coach Longo has done an unbelievable job with their offense. Coach Chizik has just gotten there, but we know his resume for years has always done a great job defensively. And they got a lot of talent, a lot of length, a lot of size, athleticism, and explosiveness. So they've done a really good job. You know, they've had one loss. It was against Notre Dame where, you know, things kind of didn't go their way, but a credit to Notre Dame, they played a great game. So really good football team, and one that our guys are really excited about. They know that they're good. They know the importance of conference play, and they know you only get 8 conference opportunities to determine where you're going to be at the end of the year. So I'll focus on this one.
Let's go back to that, Coach, about conference football. And you go through the first 4 games, and you play Miami football, you're learning. But now it's time, right? Because the conference is a whole nother season in its own right.
Sure. It's an analogous to the NFL, right? Your conference play determines who plays, you know, at the end of the year for certain bowl games, right? For certain conference championships or whatnot. But if you start looking at opportunity 8, you fail to take advantage of opportunity number 1. You know, the culture that we've gone to, everything is, the focus is on that one. Your next practice is the most important one because it's the next one. Well, this is our next game. It's the most important one. We know we have to get better. We've done a really good job attacking practices this past week and feel like we have made improvement. And now we've got to show that improvement and show resiliency, right? If things don't go our way early, if we happen to have a mishap, a bad play, a bad call, well, you know what? Let's show some toughness. Let's show some resiliency and understand that there's nothing that we can't overcome and keep playing and play hard and play strong. So we've got a good football team, and we can be a good football team, and it's time for us to show it.
I tossed out these numbers, these offensive numbers, Coach, and Josh Downs, who wears number 11, really, really good receiver, and they brought back Antoine Green, so that gives them a double shot there. But you start peeling their layers away, and you look at them, 78% of the time when they outrush their opponent, they win. So does it come back to the old, you got to have a good run defense, because eventually they want to run the ball?
Sure. Well, they make you defend everything now. And I think a very undervalued and underestimated component of their offense is their quarterback draw. I mean, I can't tell you how many times they allow a mix or a stunt up front to work itself out, and tailback gets on the linebacker, and their quarterback, you know, spits out for another 15, 20 yards. Or sometimes he just improvises, and he busts, you know, contain, or he breaks out of the cage, and all of a sudden he's scrambling down the field for 15, 20, 25 yards. It's a really, really impressive quarterback with a really impressive supporting cast. And he finds ways to extend plays now, whether it be with his feet or with his arm. Eyes are always down the field and makes some unbelievable throws.
Coach, your defense, North Carolina's defense, has been taking a lot of heat. As you mentioned, Coach Chizik is new at the position. They changed the style of defense they're running. But last week, they held Virginia Tech to less than 100 yards. I'm not sure that's happened 10 times in the last 10 years to hold that team to less than 100 yards. But also, everybody you watch on tape with them, they can run. They're long. They can cover a lot of ground. There is talent there. It just seems like they're just trying to come together as a unit.
They play their best game. They're extremely large and thick up front. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a knock-you-back operation, you know. And they do what they do, and they really did it well last week. And they've shown in so many different ways how good they can be. So a tremendous amount of respect for them.
They invested a lot of their recruiting assets into their front seven. And then they picked up the kid from Virginia, 6'5" linebacker, who's a real pain in the neck at times. But North Carolina, Coach, they had high expectations a year ago, so they come in here now very, very confident. Mm-hmm.
They are a really good football team with some really good players and a good coaching staff. They're playing with confidence, and we've had a great week of practice to get our confidence going. Our guys are eager to get back at it again with tomorrow's practice, so we're looking forward to this opportunity.
Also, Coach, get a chance to go back to Hard Rock in front of the family and the hometown crowd. How important it is all the students come and we inspire all of our fans to make sure that they're there as well.
Yeah, we need that to start conference play the right way, because they certainly impact the game. You know, when that crowd gets going, it makes things very, very different. It provides a juice and energy that you can't get out of your sound system that you put on your headset right before the game. You can't get it out of, you know, anything you might watch during the week in terms of an inspirational video. The crowd provides the energy, the juice on game that nothing else can provide.
Yeah, you get that crowd going, you get a couple of those penalties. The one thing that has hurt them has been a lot of three and outs. I think that falls in the complementary football, right? You get a lot of three and outs because they want to go fast, and their defense is back out there gassed. So push them back with the crowd noise and negative plays. Preventing big plays, though, defensively, that's something that hurt against Middle Tennessee. That's got to be on your list, right?
Without a doubt. You know, that's the obvious thing that, you know, and I know it's been pointed out for a couple of weeks. That's what happens when you don't play a game, right? It lingers for 2 weeks. You know, we have a lot of confidence in our players, and we have confidence in being able to make adjustments to prevent those things. Now, you know what, sometimes you're gonna be hit by one or so, but we got hit by a bunch. And the most important thing is not pointing a finger at a guy. You don't do that, you know? You gotta assess it. Can we improve it technically? You know, can we do it physically? Do we have to check to something else? How can we provide help, assistance, whether it be technically, whether it be fundamentally, or whether it be schematically, to have a better result, right? Just go right to the process. Do that, make sure that it's instructional, that it's fundamental, that it's intentional, and that we get a better result, and that we do it together, as opposed to all that nonsense that goes on nowadays with people pointing fingers. We ain't doing that here. We got work to do, we knew it, we know it, and we're all excited to do it.
Other thing is, Coach, in an off week, a lot of times you go in out recruiting. Tell us as much as you can about what was done. I know there's, you can't say specifics, but how do you handle the off week in recruiting?
Well, business doesn't stop. You know, that's a part of the business and the industry where it's critical, right? It's the lifeline of your program, your roster. I mean, this is a personnel-driven industry. I think it's obvious to players out there around the country. They see the great future for the University of Miami. They see the investment. They see the resources. They've seen us in the different spots and stops we've been at, where similar situations, and all of a sudden, boom, a short time after, you're winning at the highest level. And that's been at every stop with just about every coach on this staff. So it, you know, it's, our process has stood the test of time. It's real, and I think it's very obvious to the players and the parents that it is. And so we feel very confident that we're gonna be able to continue to bring in high caliber talent to this roster.
And Coach, it's nice to see some of the players that are committed have stood up and said, we're excited about going to the University of Miami. We understand what the future brings.
No doubt. You know, sometimes, you know, with change and with rebuilds come some growing pains, and that's okay. That's part of it. You know, we're working really, really hard. The attitude has been really good. We got to increase our capacity for work. We got to increase our capacity for improvement. And we've got to do it together. There's no fraying or none of that stuff. Let's make sure that we continue just moving forward.
And along those lines, you're great at relationships, and the guys you brought in here are not only really good on the field, your assistant coaches, but they're really good in building relationships as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They are, and that's critical. Connection is critical, right? You've got to be connected to your guys, and we've been around each other for, 9 months now or something of that nature. So it's a good start, but there's still a ways to go, right? You learn more and more from each other as the days and the weeks go by. That's really, really important, you know? And then you gotta be great teachers, right? No matter, get back to teaching, right? It's like the best parents probably do and say things 5,000 times over, right, until it sticks, right? And that's how you train a competitive response, how you train a technique and a fundamental. And you don't let anything get in the way of that. You get on it and you stay on it.
Coach, when you're assessing North Carolina, I'll go back to them for a moment, what is their game plan offensively? What do they try to accomplish down in and down out? As Joe mentioned, you know, the run game isn't there, but they found other ways to find yards in that category.
Yeah, they make you defend every part of the field, because they'll stretch you horizontally and vertically. They will, you know, they use the draw game as well as they, you know, with as well as they push the ball down the field. They've done it with their intermediate stuff. They've done it with their quick game. They've done it with their screen game. They protect really well. Their play action stuff is really good, really explosive. You know, they create matchup issues with some of their formations. And they go to tempo, then they come off of tempo. And then they do a great job running counter, split zone, wide zone. I mean, they've got a large menu, and they make you defend it all. And those guys, for the most part, have been in the system for, you know, a couple years now. So you see the receivers and the O-line, the tight ends, they operate very efficiently. You don't see busts, you don't see mental mistakes, and they're able to play physical, and they do a great job for the quarterback, who in turn has done a great job since he's gotten in there.
I wanted to sneak in here real fast. You mentioned Arroyo might not be a go on Saturday, but Skinner against Middle Tennessee had another nice grab, very fluid. I thought it was a touchdown. And the first game he played, snatched one out of the air, so you can see how smooth he can be.
Sure, absolutely. A guy, thank God we got him here early and got him here for spring ball. You're starting to see those dividends now, you know, the way he is starting to play, the way he's coming out of his hips in the run game, the way he can stretch the field and just a large catch radius now. You put in the vicinity, he's going to find a way to grab it, and just monster hands, right? Long arms, and a spectacular human being. I mean, really a hard nose tough guy, raised the right way, awesome parents. Very glad to have him here.
Coach, do you think people realize how hard it is for a true freshman from any era and any time to come in and start in college football, and how rare and how difficult that is? I mean, even in today's world with the diet you have and the support staff and the strength and conditioning, but the classroom, they're just hit with so many different things. It's a big, big task to expect a young man to come in and start.
Oh, it is. You know, you've got to not only have elite talent, you've got to have elite self-discipline because of all things that come with it. You've got to, you know, if you want to do that, you want to be great, even if you have elite talent, you know, you really don't have many choices. You've got to either do this or you've got to do this. You've got to do that. There's nothing else you can do in order to make that a reality because it's coming at you 100 miles per hour. And think about it, every single week, it's a new opponent, so you've got to tweak things. So no matter what you learned in the summer, what you learned in the springtime, there's going to be some changes. There's going to be some adjustments. And for some guys, after reviewing a tape on Sunday, going to class on Monday, you come in Tuesday morning, it's like speaking a whole different language.
Sure.
So the guys that can do that and that work their way towards that, I tell you, special, special guys. We have a lot of guys that are playing, you know, that are young. And you're going to see guys play more and more. So we're fired up about that process.
Just wrap it up with this. Should mention this is the 35th anniversary of the 87 National Championship team. They're coming back. A ton of those guys are coming back. Great pride in that season. Of course, head coach Jimmy Johnson also is coming back.
Yeah, they're one of the major reasons I came to the University of Miami. You know, I think a lot of us, right? We saw what it was and we saw what it could be. And there's a vision and a blueprint that goes with that. And those guys were all in on it, you know, and changed things. 83 and you guys did it, you know, and then 87. And it just went on and on and on. So it's an honor to have those guys back. Awesome guys. I know a bunch of them, played with a bunch of them. Led to 89, led to 91, right? You know, we want those guys around as much as possible. Miami's really strong when our people unite. When our people just put a foot in the ground and say, okay, hey, we got to work through some things, but let's make sure. It's always been us uniting and fighting our way and competing our way and working our way to great things. So great opportunity to see those guys and have a great day Saturday.
Like Coach said, Coach Johnson, when you're hot and tired, we press on.
Amen. All right. Always.
All right, Coach, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. We'll continue on the show right after this.